what they found. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The search warrant for the home of the suspect in the Idaho college murders has been released. Brian Koberger is charged with four counts of first-degree murder in the November killings.
They were looking for any kind of trace DNA evidence, any kind of signs of blood, any weapon, any digital images of the victims, looking for anything at all. And as we get through this, we do have some reports that, you know, blood was found in the apartment, at least traces of it. We are hearing that it looks like they may have found some hairs, that some might have been an animal. Now, remember, Kayla Gonzalez had a dog in that home, her dog Murphy. That has been something of great interest as we have moved through watching this investigation and watching what these investigators are looking for.
Fox's Laura Ingle, the husband of a missing Massachusetts mom, has been charged with her murder. Brian Walsh was in court today. Anna Walsh has not been seen since New Year's Day. Her body has not been found. The clock is ticking for Congress to vote to raise the debt limit, as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress it must pass legislation that would either raise the limit or extend the deadline beyond tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It is essential for Congress to recognize that dealing with the debt ceiling is their constitutional responsibility. This is an easy one. This is something that should be happening without conditions.
Republicans want to tie spending cuts to debt limit negotiations. The White House physician says a lesion removed last week from First Lady Jill Biden's left eyelid was a non-cancerous growth. Last week, surgeons also removed a cancerous lesion above the First Lady's right eye and one on her chest. Actor Julian Sands, the star of several Oscar-nominated films, including A Room with a View, has been missing for 5 days in the Southern California mountains where he was hiking. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
With COVID-19 sweeping through China again, reports that doctors there are under instruction to avoid naming the disease as a cause of death.
There's growing concern in China as a sudden reopening combined with low immunity causes a deadly spike in coronavirus cases. Some relatives questioning why COVID-19 isn't appearing on death certificates or why tests of symptomatic patients didn't take place. Now at least six doctors have told Reuters they've had written or oral instructions to try not to put COVID as a cause of death. It's likely to lead to more questions about how much we can trust data presented by Beijing. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wes Moore has been sworn in as Maryland's first black governor. In his inaugural speech, the 44-year-old Democrat pledged to work for greater inclusion and economic equity. And he called for bold policies to improve education and fight crime and climate change. Moore also attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Annapolis City Dock, where enslaved people once arrived in the state. This year's list of entries into the Songwriters Hall of Fame have been announced.
Sade, Snoop Dogg, Gloria Estefan, new Jack Swing pioneer Teddy Riley, Electric Light Orchestra founder Jeff Lynne, it's like Alanis Morissette's longtime collaborator Glenn Ballard, who co-wrote and produced Morissette's groundbreaking Jagged Little Pill, and Taylor Swift collaborator Liz Rose, who has co-written dozens of songs with Swift, including All Too Well, as well as songs for Little Big Town and Bonnie Raitt, will become the latest inductees to the Songwriters Hall of Fame at the organization's 52nd annual induction and awards gala. The event is set for Thursday, June 15th in New York City. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wall Street had its biggest pullback of the year, with tech stocks leading the way lower. The Dow lost 613, the NASDAQ off 138. I'm Lisa Lacerra. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.